Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And this November, there will be an election for the U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? We are very certain. So what? Not certain to vote.
I am very certain to vote.
Very certain. Thank you for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education for its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Very good.
Okay, so excellent. Sure, I record that as
yes.
Your answer. Okay. Now, do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, a little low?
About right.
About right. Thank you, ma'am. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters on the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Not knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, can you please answer if you will vote yes or no on each of the following three bonds auctions? The first one, $750 million bond cost of $1.97 per month, and higher property taxes equal to $23.61 a year for every 100,000 of home value, but will have some of the school building projects. Would you vote yes or vote no?
Yes.
Okay. And option two, an $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, and a higher property taxes equal to $27.43 a year for every 100,000 of home value, which will pay for many, but not all the new school building projects needed. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And option three, a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month, and a higher property taxes equal to $29.31 a year for every 100,000 of home value, which will meet all the school building and other service expansion needs of the district. Would you vote yes or no on that one?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District say it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expand space to meet demand for technical job skills training, and school security needs, as well, hire more teachers and mental health professionals and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay. At a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of a home value, would you vote yes or no on this CCSD property tax increase?
I would vote yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, following up, opponents to the tax increasing ballot issues may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful, high administration overhead costs, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Now, lastly, here are some statements. Supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as a reason for voting yes. Can you please rate each as either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for vote yes to raise property tax to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Now, here's the first thing. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first of its kind aspiring educator program. Now, this program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, and it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention on the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Is that statement very somewhat or not persuasive at all?
Very persuasive.
Okay, adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for service will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very somewhat or not at all persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. The school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Same questions and options.
Very, very persuasive.
Persuasive, okay. As CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state, voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of our neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Same questions and options. Very somewhat not at all persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Same questions and options.
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. And expanding Cherry Creek Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to high-paying, in-demand jobs such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skills workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns students into productive taxpaying citizens. Same questions in auction.
That is very persuasive.
Very persuasive. Okay. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teachers and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing the neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet student needs. Same question.
That is very persuasive.
Now, despite recent increase in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K to 12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Very somewhat or not at all persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, after hearing all this information, if the Cherry Creek School District say it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay. At a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this SSD property tax increase?
I would vote yes.
Okay. And what is your gender, male or female?
Female.
Okay. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
40 to 54.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 or under? Yes or no?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend the Cherry Creek School District?
No.
No, okay, thank you. And just to make sure we have it represented as simple, could you please tell me your race, Black, African-American, White, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you very much for taking the time to help me, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.